Aircheckdownloads.com.
Stone Roses before that, Double 99. It's 12 minutes to 5. It's Friday, the weekend. And fire it up after 5 as we head towards Pete Tong and Just Jules. And I've got to say hi to Nicola, who I met earlier today. You may remember if you listened to this show a few weeks ago, we ran a competition to go to the swimming pool, which was used on the front cover of the current Oasis album, and get your own personal holy Oasis water. Well, today we went with Nicola and got that water from the pool, and she was definitely mad for it, and we're hopefully going to be talking to her a bit later on about how her day went. Next week's big competition, by the way, is going to be the chance to go backstage at the rehearsals for the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party, which is going to be your chance to meet some of the biggest superstars on the pop scene. So if you're up for some of that, listen to me on Monday afternoon to find out more details of how you could be there mingling with the stars, courtesy of Radio 1. So on the way home, Staffordshire, one lane is still closed northbound the M6 just after junction 13, Stafford South, and that's what's happening on the way home.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Kevin Greening and Zoe Ball.
Yeah, Kev and Zoe, man. They're cool.
I woke up and all I could see was skirt.
I'm very ashamed to say I woke up in a ditch.
Zoe Ball's good.
It's really lively, gets me up in the morning.
Kevin Greening.
And if we touch her, it's an assault charge.
Oh, I love you.
It's like funny.
I like Zoe, she's a giggle.
I think she's really great.
And also woke up with my face in a kebab. And that's happened on numerous occasions.
I listen while I'm in the bath.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Kevin Greening and Zoe Ball. Back Monday morning from 6:30.
97 to 99 FM.
Radio 1.
Drive Time.
With Dave Pearce.
So the Smash Hits tour goes to Sheffield tonight, and one of the people starring on the tour tonight is Kavanagh, who's on the line now. I said to him, if he was going to do the tour this year, would he ring up with the backstage gossip? And that's exactly what he's going to do. So what's the best bit of gossip so far?
Oh, God, gossip. You want me to give you gossip?
I want the full Monty.
I'm like the granddad. I'm just the one who goes to bed early with a cup of cocoa, so I got no juicy gossip, really.
And you expect me to believe that? Come on, then. Who's got off with who on this tour so far?
Well, like I say, I mean, you know, I haven't really seen much of it. I mean, obviously, I intend to get off with everybody on the tour, but I'm just going to wait and bide my time, really.
Who's got the biggest ego on the tour so far, would you say?
Well, that wouldn't be fair to say, really.
Oh, it would, actually.
Probably me.
You think you've got the biggest ego on the tour? Good answer. What's the best thing about being on tour with Smash Hits?
I love it because it's like a big celebration of good pop music, and it's like going back to school again. Everyone travels on the bus, and it's good. I really enjoy it.
And what's the worst thing about being on tour with Smash Hits?
The worst thing is them early mornings. Don't like them early mornings when the bus has to leave early, especially if you've had a late night the night before. But of course, I don't do that anymore, so I wouldn't know.
So you're trying to act that you're this respectable guy now. That's the bottom
changing,
line, isn't it?
Dave. Times are changing.
This
no
is not the Kavanagh I remember from
no
the road shows.
Cute little haircut and trainers. No, we're going for the more mature look now, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Now, just one final question then for Kavanagh on the Smash Hits tour. I know you're on with Boyzone and 911 tonight, and then tomorrow it's 911 and Anton Deck. You have got All Saints on tour with you. So, out of the other people, who's tried to get off with All Saints?
I think everyone's tried to get off with All Saints. I'd like to say who hasn't liked to get off with All Saints. but I'm waiting for them to come to me because I don't like to try too hard.
Well, being the older man.
Yeah, of course, and I know where it's at.
You could work your sophisticated charm. See? All right, well, have fun at Sheffield tonight. Hope it goes well for you.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
See ya.
Missy Misdemeanor, Elliot on Radio 1. If you've got a bit of a mad weekend plan, we want to know what you're up to in a short while. We'll be finding out who's got the maddest and who's got the saddest weekend ahead. Hello to Jamie Jenkins, who sent me an email. It says, Dave, you've got to help out all the poor students across the UK who are too skint to afford to buy the Brookside video. When you get round to watching it, can you tell us what happens on the air? So, no, I got it yesterday. I haven't even had a chance to watch it yet. So you have to wait till Monday. I promise I'm going to watch it at the weekend. But just to make you really sick, Jamie, I forgot to mention, when we did the Brookside competition Wednesday, we did have some runners-up, and they were Paul, Claire, Sean, Emmelyn, and Lynn, who've won the Lost Weekend video. So they're getting one in the post, and you're not, Jamie, basically. Sorry to rub it in and all that, but that's the way life is sometimes on the edge. 2 minutes to five, way out west. Way out west on Radio 1. On the way tonight, then, In the Net, the latest on what's going on behind the scenes for children in need. Top tunes coming up from CC Peniston, Jamiroquai, The Firm, 187, Lockdown, and more. Now it's time for the latest news and sports with Hugh and Will.
Right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide.
We're on the way home. Friday drive time on Radio 1 with CC Peniston. And finally, Pete Tong is going to be here at 6 o'clock tonight with the Essential Selection. Firing up your weekend. Club Country update on the show tonight. The Essential new tune. And Danny Howe's calling it with his Essential 12-inch. All kicks off at 6 tonight. Here's Jamiroquai. Now, yes, it is. 187 Lockdown and Gunman. Before that, Firm featuring Dawn Robertson and Firm Biz. This is Radio 1 getting you home. It's Dave Pearce here. Till Pete Tong at 6 and Judge Jules pumping out after that. The soundtrack to the weekend with Radio 1. And we want to find out what you're doing this weekend. If you've got a mad one planned, if you reckon you've got the maddest, coolest weekend going off in the UK, 0500 1100, or are you the person who's got the saddest weekend? You're left in a bad situation this weekend. You're on a bit of a downer about it already. Tell us about it. We might exchange a bit of sympathy for you. 0500 110 100. Right, time to catch up with all the latest showbiz shenanigans. We've got Rajesh over at the net, and I understand we have a bit of a legend coming our way.
We do. Lou Reed, original rocker. Yeah, he wrote the original Perfect Day track, which the BBC's used for its promotional videos, and now for Children in Need. This is Rajesh Merchandani.
97 to 99.
The net.
On Radio 1.
Fella Heads featuring Shirley Bassey. Before that, Robin S. and Show Me Love. This is Radio 1 on the way home, 5:25. And don't forget, you can join me on Sunday night after the Top 40. This week for a specially extended edition of Dance Anthems. Your favourite tracks that you hear clubbing at the weekend. Make a note of them. If you want to hear them one more time, you can give me a call on Sunday night and I'll see if I can slip them into the show for you. Going out to Nicola, who's going to the Arches in Glasgow tonight to see Sister Bliss. Sounds like a top night. And also out to Norris, who's going to Progress in Derby tomorrow night to check out Brandon Block and Angel. That is going to be firing. And Danny's going to see John Police Women and Angel at Ministry of Sound tonight. Have a top one. Last play for this week, then, of our big tune of the week, which is available in short supply on vinyl this week. Will be available on CD in a couple of weeks' time. This is Bruce Wayne and Ready. So that's my big tune of the week. Bruce Wayne, are you ready? People are having a sad weekend. Keith in Cambridge is his birthday today. He's at work. He's going to do 10 hours tomorrow, 12 hours on Sunday, and he can't go out with his mates to celebrate like he planned. He's 23 today. A bit fed up then. Brennan Ian and Rugby on the M4 on their way to Swansea for a monster night out at the uni tonight. And hi to Steve in Manchester, who couldn't go to college this week because he scalded the top of his head. He's studying mechanics at the moment at college. And he was under his own car, didn't screw the pressure switch in properly, so when the engine was running, the water shot out, and his girlfriend's dumped him today as well. Not a good week all round then. Here's what's happening on the way home. Staffordshire, northbound traffic, the M6, taking back for 12 miles after an accident earlier this morning, just north of Junction 13, Stafford South. Staying on the M6 in Staffordshire, but this time southbound, an accident just before Junction 11, Cannock, causing delays back to Junction 12. In Surrey, an accident is partially blocking the southbound A3 at Wisley, just south of the M25, 7 mile tailbacks there. M3, Hampshire, a broken down lorry at Junction 9 in Winchester is causing long northbound tailbacks to Junction 11. And on the M5 in Somerset, an accident is causing northbound delays between Junctions 23 and 22, Bridgewater and Burnham on Sea. The traffic is stationary there. That's what's happening on the way home. We're going over to the Newsbeat newsroom now, and who's got the latest stories for us?
Scotland Yard's coordinated raids across the country as police investigate an alleged child porn ring.
DareCheckDownloads.com.